Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I thought it was a laptop.
Hello and welcome to Kobe and Coben. No, what? I'm keeping this one. Yeah. Hello and welcome to Kobe in Copenhagen. My name is Owen. The man over there laughing is Marius. And we have Abby Wamba.
Hi.
How are we all doing, guys?
I'm very, very good.
Yeah?
Very good.
I'm Irish. Marius is Danish. And Abby's American.
That's how Owen likes to follow up every how are you doing question with whomever he's talking to. He's like,
I'm Irish.
And Olga is Polish.
I just want to clarify that at the top of the show. And the show we're listening to right now is Kobe in Copenhagen. It's a podcast about life in Denmark.
Yes.
It's about discussing life in Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. And it's about being alive. Being in life in the world.
Yes.
So we talk about Denmark and we live in Denmark. We live in Copenhagen and we talk about Denmark and we talk about Scandinavia and then sometimes the world as well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to recreate
God,
the way
it's
I do
good.
It. Yeah?
God.
It's sharp, tight.
Is it like you reminding yourself rather than reminding the listener?
What am I doing here?
I think you cut all the fat. That was slick.
Thank you. If you like how slick this is, please go on to Spotify, Kobe in Copenhagen. Give us a review up there. Give us a 5 stars. Subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yep.
And if you're listening to, on the Copenhagen Post website, hey, thank you very much for clicking on that too. But yes, send us some stars because that really, really helps the old algorithms. And speaking of algorithms, Marius, what's the story you bring? Because that's what we... Oh yeah, the other thing is we bring stories and experiences and that's how we discuss life. Okay, you know what? I'm tired. You go for it.
That was a beautiful segue, Owen. Thank you. There's this chat GTP 4.
I don't know. I'm sick of those letters already.
New yes. release and it's everyone's up in arms about whether is it sentient?
It's
will
not.
It take over?
No.
Are we living in the...
Owen's got it covered.
It's not.
It's not. I'm glad you said that, Owen. But teachers around the world, but also here in Denmark, have noticed that students have handed in assignments that are very good. very good.
Mm-hmm.
They're given some expert answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that has made them sort of ring the alarm a bit or sort of say, hey, this is an issue. Mm-hmm. So the OpenAI, which has created ChatGPT, they developed a software to sort of detect whether or not sort of your students had used an artificial intelligence to come up with the answers or create an assignment or whatever it is. And they've said it's not perfect, but it can detect at least if it's a text with over 1,000 words in it. So some Danish teachers have tried using this because they had suspicion about sort of some of the assignments that were handed in. And not that they want to accuse their students, but they feel like they know the level of
their students'
competency.
Can these chat GPT whatever bots write in Danish?
So, yes, they actually can now.
What the fuck?
Maybe with
they
the
are
latest...
Okay, I take it back.
Because that's the final test.
That's the Turing test. Yeah. Can you speak Danish?
If you speak Danish, you're clearly an AI. You're clearly sentient. Anyway, but so they tried using the software because they suspected some of their students to cheat it. And turns out, it might be able to write Danish, but it can't understand Danish that well.
Yeah, same.
Same, yeah. Like most foreigners trying to deal with this language.
You write the question in English and then you say, please write your answer in Danish?
I will be honest and say I don't really know how ChatGPT. I have not.
But isn't it easy enough to ask for, like, let's be honest here, like, most students can probably, Danish students can probably read pretty, like, expert level English, right? Mm. Would I be correct in saying that?
I think so, yes.
So you could easily just ask in Danish or English, get the answer in English, and then they go off and write quickly, just
translated,
write it down themselves, right?
Sure. I mean, probably do that. That would be smart. Maybe.
That's an education.
Yeah. That's an education. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like, first of all, these people who are cheating this way, they are upgrading from like trying to get their 8-year-old brothers to do it for them. Mm-hmm. So like at least the answers they're getting, they're like probably reading, maybe.
Oh, you'd hope. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of impressive. And then also like it just feels like, right, we're going into like a student versus teacher cold war here where it's like I'll use the
like armed force
AI and then they're gonna make an AI that makes it so it's uncheckable with the AI thing and then they're gonna make one like and it's just like this is kind of fun
I mean it's less dangerous than the regular Cold War that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Or is it? Or is this how AI becomes sentient?
That could be.
Because of all of this, like the kids training it.
This is what it needs. Yeah,
to like
this is what
pass the... by. Like,
But that's the issue right now, why it can't sort of really be that good in Danish, because there's not enough sort of mass that it can learn from, basically.
Got it. I hope there never is. Just kidding. Just kidding.
But they did another fun test about with politicians' Facebook posts. And it turned out that 3 out of 4 Facebook posts
politicians
are
written
by artificial intelligence.
Whoa.
3 out of 4.
No, no, no.
3 out of 4.
No, no, no. This is a mistake. This comes from the fact that politicians are robots.
Yeah, they're robotic.
And they're really writing them themselves.
Yes.
But like they don't sound like people. Like that is really funny because... But I am sure that politicians are not using AI to write their stuff. They just
sound
like that.
Yeah, 3 out of 4.
Hey, man, don't shoot the messenger. This is from DR, so supposedly a highly reliable source.
Who wrote this article?
Yeah. Oh.
I'll tell you who wrote this article. Now that you bring me into question.
Lars GPT.
Lars GPT.
Yeah. Like, let's interview. That is a funny interview. Let's get that on TV. Let's get these politicians who are accused of using AI to write their generative posts either confirm or deny. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear it so bad. It's the only thing I've ever wanted to hear a Danish politician talk about.
But this is specifically Danish politicians. 3 out of 4.
The journalist is Emilie Tolon Jebsen. So
that's
that
a robot. That's a robot's name. I've never heard one. No, sorry.
Yeah, so tested politicians' Facebook post. They tested 3,000 from Danish politicians and parties' Facebook sites through the software, and they then got that result that 3 out of 4 of the posts are not written by humans. But
how can you tell? How can you tell if it's been written by a robot? Or like AI, you know, this
I
app.
Just, yeah, that seems like AI is trained to write like a politician, which it literally is. It's like trained to be middle of the road, inoffensive, like use speech that's kind of confusing so that it can be right all the time. Like,
Have you used it?
I used it once after a show we did.
Mm.
And then I basically took in sort of the...
An improv narrative show where
we're trying to tell an actual story.
Mm.
I kind of put in the suggestions we got
and
asked it for a sort of a story spine.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came out with a pretty good story spine.
But I've used it as well. Have you used it?
No.
So I've played around with it. Not the 4, the newest one that came out like a week or two ago, but the other one I used. And I just messing around, just asking it to write stories. And actually, it was funny. I asked it to use Einstein's E equals MC squared to prove the existence of goblins. And it said science is factual based. What's the scientific method called?
The scientific method.
That one, yeah. So like, it just goes into detail about the scientific method and then be like, it cannot be used to...
I have to say,
things.
Every time somebody says something like that, every time somebody says, like, I use ChatGPT-3 to ask if you could use EMC squared to prove there are goblins.
I said that, Abby.
Every time I'm near Owen and he says that, every time someone says something like that, I just get so pissed off.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, really pissed off that you went to ChatGPT-3 instead of to me. I feel enraged. I'm like, this is literally my only skill set. It's like, if you asked me to explain
that
how
you can justify anything,
yeah.
That's a superpower.
Go for it.
Go for it. E equals MC squared.
We don't have time today, Owen. But I absolutely could.
Next episode, you come back with
that. Yeah. But I just like, I really, every time somebody's like, oh, somebody said this to me the other day. Like, I used it to make an advertisement for Oreos that sounded like it was for sex. And I was like, please ask me next time. Like, please.
That's, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
That's basically
improvisers and comedians.
Abby's destroying her own technology now.
I'm like, so mad.
She's becoming a Luddite.
I'm just saying, listen, Debbie.
Debbie's
call out of the episode. Here we go.
And Roger, and there's another Andy, Alex.
You can say it.
And Alex. Marius is listening to me like I forgot my lines. I did forget my lines.
Marius, we can hear your lines.
Okay, Debbie, Roger, Alex, anybody else who's listening, send me something to justify in the next episode. I'll justify it, all right? And you will see that we have no need for artificial intelligence.
Debbie, Roger, Alex, same call out. But if you have the time and energy, if you don't, that is totally fine. You are independent people. You don't have to do what the podcast tells you. Try and ask Abby to do, if you can get it in the next episode, contact us on Facebook or Instagram, Copy in Copenhagen, and to ask Abby and also ask ChatGPT.
Yes.
And we'll compare who's the AI.
Yes.
Those who don't know, those three people are our listeners. We have probably a terrible system in place that if anybody approaches us and says, hey, it's not just Debbie, Alex and
Roger,
we will say your name in the list. If you tell us that you're a listener, we'll say your name in the list. That's going to backfire on us in the not so distant future.
One day that's just going to be the show.
Yeah.
And we would like to ask Debbie, Roger, Alex, Jonas,
get ahead
Henry,
of ourselves,
because
we've been doing this for months now and there's three. One day it's going to be the whole
exponential
show.
Exponential. It's going to be exponential. All right. Okay. On that note. Hold on. Anything to conclude?
No. Just that you can still cheat. The teachers can't detect it at the moment if you do it in Danish. If you do it in English, it's very likely they will be able to detect it.
If you are cheating, do yourself a favor. Read the answer. Learn a little bit.
That's also where I am. Is it cheating if you did? If you like read it and like. Like, what is it really cheating?
I don't know.
I mean, I was watching this show about Cristiano Ronaldo's fiance, Georgina.
That's like a sentence I never thought I would hear.
I started watching the show because my kids were like, do you know who Ronaldo is? And I was like, and they were like, he's a soccer player. And I was like, I don't care. I like couldn't care less. Like could not care any less. And then this show popped up.
Did you say that to your children?
Yeah, I did.
I don't care.
What you are saying now is just wind in my ears.
The thing you're interested in right now, your mother couldn't care less.
It's a stupid thing you said.
You must believe that by me saying that, they thought that was funny, that I didn't know anything about sports, and it was a connecting moment, and you guys are jerks. I am an uplifting parent. You're a bunch of dicks. I was saying that to them, and then this came up, and I was like, the same day it came up, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna watch and find out something about Cristiano Ronaldo, and it's been enlightening. However, I was just, I think he's AI. What were you saying? Oh. What were you saying? Why did I start talking about that?
You were talking about
is it AI. Cheating?
Cheating.
Is it cheating? Guys.
Learning, reading it and learning. Yeah. Is it cheating if you're learning? And you're like, I was watching a show about Cristiano Ronaldo's wife.
I have no idea. Okay, but anyway, I think...
you're still going ahead with it.
I really don't know.
Committing to this.
Wow, I really have no idea. But let me just say that I could also write the things for you in Danish. AI, I could... Why did I say this? I don't know, guys.
I'm gonna give you a shovel and we're gonna get out of this one. Hey Abby, speaking of sport, you had an interesting story involving sport, didn't you? You wanted to bring to the podcast.
Yeah, I know that this is gonna come back to me later and I'm gonna be heroically lifted up on the shoulders of this podcast. Sure. All right. Yeah. I read a headline. This is my part of the podcast. My part of the podcast is right before the podcast, I go to the Copenhagen Post and I read the headlines.
That is a legitimate way of approaching this podcast.
And then I repeat them aloud to you, the ones that I remember. One of them that I remember is that people over 75 have a really hard time with tech in Denmark.
Breaking news.
Yeah. I was like, breaking news. But also, my take on that was like, are you not overwhelmed by the amount of apps we are required to have in this country just to like go to the supermarket?
Yeah.
There's
a lot.
Yeah.
And I just think like, God bless them, the 75-year-olds, because I think
we did a bit about this. We talked about the Myth ID thing and that there's like a section of society that hasn't used it yet. And
you were going to tell us actually, how did you get your thing? Because you ordered something. You ordered, Marius told us that you could online order a real thing that came to your house that told you your Myth ID number so that you didn't have to like... So you could sign in with a number. Did you not tell us this? Guys, am I losing my mind on this podcast?
Possibly.
Let me tell you something about Cristiano Ronaldo.
You didn't order something like that, Marius?
Not to my recollection. I did have some issues like with setting up my NIMID, but I don't remember ordering anything.
Okay, well, I found out in a way that I thought was this podcast that you can go online and order something like that is like a little one of those little like keychain things that then says how you can log in to your ID. So you can just instead of having the app, you can do something like that, which sounded appealing. And this was pretty recent, and I truly, truly thought it happened right here in this room.
It could have, maybe.
And now I'm questioning that, and also I wonder.
Alex, Debbie, Roger.
Maybe, yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll find out. But anyway, I think it's a lot. And that was one headline I read. Another headline I read was that their sports clubs in Denmark are embracing a third gender sports team category.
Okay.
And so they are figuring out how to do it. They don't know like exactly how to implement it, but they're like really excited as like a next step for inclusivity in sports in Denmark. Sports in Denmark also had a record year for people getting involved. So it's like,
wow.
I think they saw like there's a need for like people to, and I think it's really exciting.
That is exciting.
I think it's great.
Now,
yeah.
Are you prepared for follow-up questions or did you just read the headline?
I mean, I read a little bit of the article. Okay. Go ahead, follow up.
So, it's for... Okay, please enlighten me a little bit more about this third...
Yeah. I think it's for people... What I would imagine, the way that I think it would be great for it to be, is for anybody who would like to be in part of the third... party category. So, like, anybody who, like, if you identify as a man, but you want to play with, like... all genders, you can join that group. If you identify, but, or like if you're non-binary, you can join this group.
Yes.
Or if you like, I don't know, a way that I think it could be like, a way that I hope it doesn't get used is like, oh, you're a trans woman, so get out of this league. And
this is where it gets a little bit like, is it just a trans league? Because then that's also not inclusive in a way, right?
It's so tricky with this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's like if your heart is in the right place, if what we're striving for is a way to include people in sports that makes sense, it can be messy to figure it out, and that's okay.
Yeah.
If it is just like this is a place to put these people, then that is fucked up.
You go over there. We'll never talk about this again.
So I think I am hopeful, and I think what the tone I got from the two paragraphs of the article that I read was that the league was like, this is a good start for us. We're figuring out how to do this.
And that's great.
Yeah. And I love it.
But I like the idea. Like you said, it's going to be, it's a difficult topic. It's a difficult, as in when I say difficult, I mean like there's a lot of nuances to this.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice to be honest about that. Not just be like, yes, we can definitely find a way of solving this. You're like, no, we need to do this correctly. We need to understand how this is fair, like in a sporting sense, how this is fair, how we can,
the way that the sporting conversation has like taken off around this has felt very like, silly to me. Like, I heard somebody's take on it, which was like, nobody cares about women's soccer until they want to like exclude trans people. Like, and I was like, yeah, that's kind of, I don't know. I feel like there is, yeah, there's messiness around like reorganizing systems.
Yes.
But like, but that is, it is possible. Yeah. And also like if everybody goes into it, we're like, oh, okay, well, what is it like if people are people? And but also some people are bigger people. And some people are smaller people. And some people are stronger people. I don't, it's interesting. And I think it's great that the Danish system is looking at it like that. Also, do you guys know that I'm like very good at basketball?
What? Yes, you have talked about this.
I'm talking about it again.
I have not seen. We have not seen any proof.
And you, and will you ever?
Thing to proof, the closest thing to proof is you wore a pair of Air Jordan pants.
Oh, that's why we talked about this.
Yeah, I'm great at basketball. I'm like,
and they were like fleece. They were like,
they were baggy
pajama.
They would have. They would have. The aerodynamics would not have helped.
No,
I mean.
But I think, I mean, I've always played like mixed gender sports, like pickup basketball, and I love it. I've always loved it. Yep. And I think that is really like an exciting place to start that conversation, especially because I think that this is around like group sport. This is like recreational sports. This isn't like the Olympics
I think that's a really good place to start it and like figure it out, because there's so many, which is, you know, and I count myself one of them. But, you know, it is just a sport, but people take it like, you know, it's life or death.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think it's healthy to experiment it in a situation where there's maybe less emotional sort of, what's it called, vigor from the sports fans who have very strong opinions.
The best thing about, like, pickup sports and, like, playing, like, is that it's nice, like when it's nice and everybody's like, hey, let's, okay, whoa, we're gonna, I don't know, kickball got really big in New York for a while, like people. Kickball, you don't know what kickball is?
No.
It sounds this like is a why it's important for football, but
this is why it's important that Owen does this thing in the beginning where he's like, I'm from Ireland.
I told you it helped.
How are you? You're from America. It's an American pastime apparently, which is like, it's just like baseball, but you roll a ball instead of like a big like playground ball, and you kick it and you like catch it in your arms like a baby. It's like
speaking
that.
Speaking of baseball, and speaking of starting off like in not so serious situations,
oh my
to
God,
change
please,
things.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Is that where you're going with this?
watch how I walk this back to Cristiano Ronaldo. No. The American Baseball League. Is that what it's called?
MBLS.
I won't be answering this question because it's fucked up for you to expect me to know everything about America.
MBL.
What if I was to ask a chatbot?
Major League Baseball, MLB.
MLB. So they're changing rules this year. Like there's like going to be particular rules to make it a bit more exciting because it seemingly got boring. And the way they did that was they started off in like minor leagues, something like that. But anyway, yeah, and they started doing like,
oh my God, how
experiments
cute is it
like
to hear an Irish accent going, not little leagues, big leagues, minor leagues. So cute. Okay, carry on.
But no, but that's it. That's it. They're making like big changes. I don't know. I've never watched the game. But they're making changes this year.
Do you know what changes?
The bases are bigger.
Okay.
The guys who catch the catches.
Gloves bigger gloves.
No. But they can't. I was going to answer you guys, but maybe I won't now.
No. I'm sorry.
They can't. It used to be like they'd all stand on one side of the field because that's like statistically where the ball will go. But they can't all stand there now. It has to be like even like two here, two
here.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. See, I did know something. There you go.
Very good.
Yeah.
That seems.
But what does that have to do with Cristiano Ronaldo? I don't get it.
We're getting there. And another game involving feet. Oh, actually, soccer. Denmark lost. What was it?
Yeah, well, we don't have to. We don't.
3-1.
Oh, are you upset?
3-2 to what was it? Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Good on Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
A sportsman! Look at that, Marius. Well done. Yes. Does soccer still happening? I thought soccer ended.
Last year, the World Cup, and then and they won.
And they won.
Now we start a new sport.
Yeah.
until we find the winner of that one.
Have you guys heard of kickball?
I'd love that if that's how World Cups work. Yeah. Like, whoever wins the World Cup is the winner.
Yep. Yeah.
And you never play again. Never play again. Yeah, but I agree. I think that's really interesting. It'd be nice to see how they...
Me too. I'm excited. And also, like, it makes me like... I'm like, that's... I have thought about playing basketball here. And I got like a little bit... I got a little bit scouted.
Why do you keep hinting at this, like, history, basketball history?
I recognize that, like, the more that I talk about basketball on this podcast, the less likely that I ever play in public again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm expecting this, like, revelation that you're actually, like, the greatest player of your state or something.
Of all time.
And we're going to get a knock on the door and it's going to be, like, your university dean or something. And be like, Abby... The team needs to win. You need to coach the team.
Oh, God.
We need to win this championship or else we lose funding.
My, like, if I could pick any, like, any parental figure, it would just be, like a college basketball coach. Like, if I could be adopted by college basketball coaches, that's my dream. What? If I could get, like, when I watch basketball coaches give pep talks, I'd just cry. I like feel so supported and like
only
it's
for college basketball.
It's exactly the motivation that I need. Like if you guys ever see me in a down moment,
yeah,
and you're like, and you like what you should ideally do if you're like, how do we support Abby through this?
Yeah,
if you pick up a clipboard.
Yeah,
whiteboard marker. Where's got one.
They wear suits, don't they?
Suits are great. Yeah, suits are great. Work, yeah. If you have like a
listen here, Abby, you're the point guard. We need you to wear some short shorts and get in there.
Short shorts?
It's a lot about like pointing out specifically how you've been fucking up.
Okay.
And telling you how that doesn't matter anymore. Like that's a lot about what a basketball pep talk is. Like being like, you guys are fucking, like you're like humiliating me.
Yeah.
And this is why, and you know better than this and all of this stuff. But now we have to leave that back here. We have to leave that in the locker room. We're going back out there. Yeah. And whatever you guys do out there is going to make me proud.
Yeah.
You're like, forget what I just said.
Okay, coach. Yeah. You got to coach.
Yeah. Forget what I just said.
I'm a sucker for those kind of speeches, too. They hit me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's what I have to say about sports. Maybe I'll play. Maybe I'm going to join one of these leagues. I think it sounds fun. And I feel like also reading the two paragraphs of the article that I read, the people who make the rules around these sports, they sounded genuinely not like they were taking it like, not like, like they had, like they didn't have the weight of the world of this conversation on their shoulders. It sounded really supportive and nice and like the right tone, which is hard, I think, in this conversation when people have been really like hugely involved in something that like often they are not sports fans. They just want to yell about it. And this is like, oh, we're going to try to figure this out. We're going to work this out. And I feel hopeful.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you know what else happens when you're playing sports? And then, like, getting rallying speeches from coaches?
Well, I have watched a documentary on Netflix about Cristiano Ronaldo, so I might know.
You get sore knees.
You do. You also...
You get thirsty.
Perspirate.
Oh.
Sweat. And speaking of sweat...
Here we go.
There is a story came out this week that a Swedish... group of scientists or scientists. They don't even name them in the article, really. It's so strange. I swear to God, they didn't name them in the article.
There's so little respect for Sweden in this country.
It is such a shit article. It's
Swedish scientists. Take that for what you will.
Yeah. Quotation marks. Swedish scientists are working on using human perspiration as a therapy aid.
Oh, I read this.
Yes. Yeah, it's happening in Sweden.
For anti-anxiety.
Yes, exactly.
To lower anxiety.
Exactly. It's such a shit article. They're just like, nothing's been proven yet. They're just trying it. But the idea is that the scent of human sweat will like open up certain... pathways in our brain, and it'll open up emotions and make us feel closer to the person or something like that.
Here's a question I have for you.
They
guys
don't know yet.
I love this theory. I do think it must matter what kind of sweat it is, because I don't know if you guys have this, but if I have post-show sweat, like if I've performed like stand up, and I come off the stage and like go to bed at night, I smell, like the sweat smell is so strong and different than like a sweat where like I went for a run. Like it's a different kind of smell because it was like nerves.
Stressful.
Yeah. And it is like when I have like a relaxed show where I'm just like pew, pew, pew. This happened more when I first started, when I was like more nervous about going up.
Yeah.
It was like I just felt like I stank after in a different way. Like it's a different category of sweat. And that's true, right? You give off like
pheromones.
Yeah. Different. Yeah. I don't know, but anyway.
But I remember I saw a Science and Cocktails talk about a woman who was studying also like smell and sexuality.
Uh-huh. Well, I always smell sexy.
well, the whole thing about what could be considered a sexy smell.
Yeah.
She managed to get a rat to get turned on by the smell of a dead rat. So it's all about child's. Or when it was a kitty rat, it smelled the sex rat. And then the first time it had sex, there was this smell.
Marius just said the words, kitty sex rat. Kitty sex rat.
He's written a whole article on his website.
on the art right.
Yeah.
So just to say, I know that's very wild. Disgusting. But this rat was aroused by the smell of a dead rat. It also made a rat only managed to get turned on by wearing a little little suit.
What?
This is for real.
Can I just be honest that I would be turned on seeing a rat in a suit?
Little suit.
A little suit?
Like
that's
a business,
so cute.
Like a business rat.
Yeah. Like a
power,
oh my God.
A power rat.
Those little tiny pants?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding? Are they him?
Like, the little rat's like in the suit and you're like, hey, little rat. And little rat's on the phone. You're like, no, Abby. I gotta seal the deal.
Imagine
here.
That rat.
You're like, oh, wow, power
pocket
rat.
Pocket square. Oh, I love it. I'd like literally, I'm aroused right now. That scientists were in this room. But also, doesn't it say you can smell it? Gross. But okay, what if though, like, doesn't it sound like that's crazy?
Yeah, I know.
And cool. And I wonder, and it upsets me to think about its connotation, like how that directly translates into what humans would be attracted to. Let's not find out. Mm-hmm. But do you think that sounds like a 1940s like gangster, like being like, I'm gonna be so turned on when I see you dead in the water, you rat.
Well, I wasn't going there, but sure.
Yeah.
I was speaking of like 1930s blah, back in the day, don't know when that day was, but back in the day they used to people would send armpit hairs with letters to their loved ones.
Ooh.
Not loved ones like parents, but like to their sweethearts. Yeah. Because the smell would be like, this is for you, have a sniff of it. Because it's a pheromone and you like the smell of it.
I remember the first time I really smelled somebody else's sweat. I was working, I was helping where my parents lived. There was another apartment upstairs and there's like a little Endale's apartment, and they were having a gardening day, and I was helping this other lady out in the garden.
Yeah.
And I had to sort of carry stuff over to her, or I had to take, she was like cleaning the bush, and then I had to remove the foliage she had gathered. Anyway, but every time I went over to her, she handed me it. And so she lifted her arm and I just got the strongest woof of like, really pungent, sweaty.
Did you? But
and it's such a clear, it's like burned in my memory, this.
But did your anxiety drip away?
No. I did get incredibly aroused. No, but I was like gagging every time I had to go over to her. And I didn't want to show her either that I thought she
But there is different, like there's like, oh, that's, you do get like a sweaty smell and you're like, oh, that's okay. I don't mind that smell.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I feel like workout sweat doesn't smell that bad.
No. Yeah.
I feel like it's like, you know, I feel like that's probably the thing that could reduce anxiety. Mm. I feel like nervous sweat, fear sweat.
Yeah.
They smell, it's pungent. And I also like outside in the sun sweat has a different quality. It's like a stronger.
Yeah, outside in the sun sweat's actually nice. It's kind of like summertime, exercise, healthy.
But you
smell.
Like it yourself?
Yes.
And maybe you don't like it on other people. Like, it's like the smell of your own fart.
But the.
My farts are always better in the
sun. So when I'm just like relaxing in the sun in the summertime along the canal, just farting my arse off.
Arse.
and I can get a whiff of another person. Yeah. But no, no, but that kind of like, there's that nice summer smell of like a mix between sweat and, but in a group as well. Like if you just walk by like the canals and you get like the
you can pretend it's sunscreen.
Like sunscreen and you're like, yeah, it's nice. So I hope Sweden scientists, quotation marks, and make it work. I think it'd be, whatever helps.
Whatever
helps.
Yes. I'll sniff a pit.
I'll sniff a pit.
Yeah.
If it brings down this anxiety, I'll sniff a pit.
I'll sniff a Swedish pit.
It's like, that's like a 1930s cigarette ad. Yeah. If it brings down my anxiety, I'll smoke a camel.
Lord of Detail just recommends armpits.
Are you going to tell us about murder?
I'm going to tell you about murder.
Can I just throw in a quick one?
Yeah.
UK residents, fear not. Brexit-related deportation has been lifted. That was it.
Oh, that dun, is... Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yeah. Little
bulletin.
Yeah, a bulletin.
Well, I feel like both... I think that's really good, but I feel like I want it to be a little... I don't want UK residents to be deported. I don't want anybody to be deported. But, like, I feel like it's really annoying. Personally, I feel annoyed that the UK left the EU just in time for me to have to travel there constantly for comedy work. And I'm like, well, come on, let's make it hard for them a different way, though. Not the people, but the government.
The government, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I think there's only one person who's been actually deported. That one guy.
Yeah.
No, I bet not.
Last year.
You think that's the only person from the UK that's been deported?
Honestly, I think from Denmark, you mean.
Yeah, from Denmark, I think so. But anyway, that's good news. Good news for all our
UK residents.
UK friends. So on the weekend, I watched a show, and it was called The Priest from Hell. This is a Danish show. Not funny, Abby. Not funny.
It was a Danish show, Priest from Hell.
Yeah, it was on TV2. I think. I think so. Abby, here you go, because I know you don't know about this. It happened both of us. This happened up in Hillerud, right? Not so far away. You get the trains, bing, bang, boom, you're up there, right?
Bing, bang, boom.
2020, lockdown days, he killed his wife, right?
The priest.
The priest killed his wife.
From hell.
Priest,
She really should have picked up on that.
Where did you come from? Yes. I'm from Hillerud. I'm from hell.
It's a horrific story. There's a two-part thing it's probably not TV2, but anyway, there's a documentary. It's in Danish. They interview lots of people, and it is heinous. That's horrific, but the way he disposed of the body is horrific, and the way he kind of like pretended to be like looking for her and everything, and that's all fine in the sense of like that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I found interesting was they completely glazed over the fact that he's... A lot of him, like, we don't know his background at all, really, which was kind of straight. I was like, I want to know...
Well, we know he's from hell.
Oh, also, I was told afterwards that he was having an extramarital affair.
Oh, God.
And they didn't mention that once in the documentary. Hmm. Not once. And they said he needed to be... He killed her because he didn't want to divorced twice, which is a fucking ridiculous idea. But anyway, it was just it was interesting that they chose not to do it. And I'm guessing that maybe there was like a some sort of legal action taken that
didn't want
to be mentioned or something like this. So I didn't look into that. But I was like, that sounds like a very big fact that we didn't hear about. Mm. But the other thing was they completely glazed over the fact that he's a priest.
Hmm.
It was so, like, it was just very small. And when they did talk about him being a priest, it was in a very, like, a professional sense, not academic, but, like, yes, academic as well, but in a
factual.
Yeah, factual, but it's your, like, profession. Not profession, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, it was just a job.
Okay.
Like, so he'd studied, he'd wanted to do this, and he did this, like, he acted in this way when he was doing it. It wasn't like... He was like a pillar of what some people would view as a pillar of society and like meant to be seen as a guide to good living in, you know, in this world. And I just found it interesting. It wasn't, I suppose, important or like, it was just definitely, and if it was in Ireland, it would have been like, priest, 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 kill, kill, priest, you know? And it was just like, killer, 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 killer. And he's a priest. Killer, 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 killer.
See, I think the same in America. Like, I feel like that I'm surprised it was that underplayed, but it does feel like more culturally Danish, right? To like be like, this yes. is a job.
Yes.
This is like...
And that's what I took from it. It was yeah. like, it was the secularism of Denmark and the kind of Jundalaw vibe of like, well, yeah, we're not going to hold him up here because he was a priest, you know? But it was just an anthropological observation more than anything.
I think that's... I think I kind of like that. Mm. Yeah, even though I have my grievances with priests, but like, yeah, you shouldn't just drag priests
yeah.
under the, mm-hmm. under the, or, yeah.
There is something like, it's like, mess. It feels like an important part of a real conversation, like where it's like, oh, like there are, like, what is that to like ascribe these values to your life so deeply that you lead communities and then like to go against them so deeply? But it is like a different conversation maybe than the facts of a murder, and that when you like combine those, the effect is often sensationalizing religious downfall in a way that's like a little bit overplayed at some points. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Had it been several priests doing this, maybe fair. Then there's yeah. a sort of a reason to bring it up.
But it's talk like about priests. I mean, there are several priests doing something. I mean, that's a conversation.
That's a conversation.
Like,
sure.
yeah, yeah, yeah. It is, you know, it's being had and it should be had. But it is interesting. Like, I do feel like there's a part of me that's like, that's kind of nice. They didn't like be like, so the entire church is a fraud because this guy was a dick. Mm.
Wasn't the Pope about to sort of say it's okay to have sex?
Kill someone? What?
No. For priests to sort of do a little bit of hanky-panky. I don't know if it has to be with their partners, they have to be married or something. But
I'm not sure.
Pretty sure. He wore that big white...
Oh, the puffy thing.
Puffy jacket.
Where he looked like he was a member of N17 cool. or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sex. Go get wet.
And then he got an infection and he had to go to hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't follow that guy that much anymore.
No?
I'm not following
his... You had that poster of him.
Yeah, yeah, I had the poster of him.
Literally, yeah. figuratively.
In all senses.
You can take the boy out of Ireland and then...
I'm looking to be excommunicated. I want to be excommunicated. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I want to get out of the whole... I don't want to be counted. Because they take... I can put whatever I want in the census. I'm still one of them. I'm still one of their tick to the box. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's a Catholic. So you have to be excommunicated to be out.
Well, you can't send a letter and say I'm done.
You can.
You can't break up with
you
them.
You have to like officially go to like write something to the Vatican, I think.
You gonna?
Oh. I think I might. Yeah. Wow. If I give that much of a shit. I used to, and now I've kind of just
been like, Francis.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can wait anything out.
It's not you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Great call on the sex thing. Yeah. Can we use condoms?
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that was a thing. It was a thing I saw, and I thought it was interesting.
Hmm. I think we need to segue into some hot tips now. I'll start with a big hot tip. You have some time to sort of plan ahead for this. But Roskilde Festival Ooh. Has announced their lineup, and there's some cool names, I'd say. There's Queens of the Stone Age are coming.
Oh,
very cool. Kendrick Lamar is coming. Mm-hmm. Lizzo, the flute and rapper sensation. Lil Nas X is coming. There's going to be a lot of Afrobeat, there's some
cool,
exciting things.
Nice.
People are saying it's
when is it again? Is it July? Program.
July.
Late June?
Start of July.
Yeah, like very start of July or something. Oh.
Yeah. So, if you're so inclined to go festival hopping, check out Roskilde's program. Then we have, on the 3rd of April, there's the Copenhagen Poetry Club.
Cool.
So if you're into poetry, you can both go and enjoy some, or you can sign up. You just got to find the host. He's called Ole or something, I believe. And then you can do a little 3-minute poem. And it can be in English.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So you can get ChatGPT to write it for you.
Get ChatGPT to write you some banging 3-minute poems and go take credit for it. Then Conrad, a comedian from the UK, I believe.
Yes,
Conrad
indeed.
Molten.
Yes, Conrad Molten. Mm-hmm. He has a new special coming up, Danglish. And you can go check him out April 12th at the Hotel Sizzle. Well, there will also be a sort of a release of the special, so we both see him live and maybe on YouTube. Check out Contrail.
Yeah, April 1st on YouTube. I think you can watch it. There's a moment at 9 p.m. Ooh. I think that's what's happening there.
I think a lot of people will have seen Conrail before. You definitely, if you haven't seen him perform, you've probably seen his face. He's yes. toured all over Denmark.
Very
over.
Funny.
Funny
Very
man.
Funny.
Funny man.
So
I have a hat tip too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, on Netflix you can watch a documentary series about Cristiano Ronaldo's partner Georgina.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
It's good?
That's what I wanted
it's
to
very
say.
Very educational. then there at the Abbey, you're coming to the ICC on the 7th of April.
Oh yeah, I am.
So
I'll
I will plug that as well to do a show. And some monologues.
I'm gonna tell stories that I don't even know what they are yet. Oh, you're gonna tell
it.
Me what they are.
Love it.
That's yep. very exciting.
That's exciting.
So all of that in the Easter weeks to come.
Yep.
Great feedback there, Owen.
No worries.
Great feedback.
Okay, well, until next time,
stay coping.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.